The cultural highlights in our region this weekend include pioneers of late 20th century indie rock, new classical music, old classical music, Miles Davis jazz, literary readings, Texas folk rock, and a whole lot more. Newly reunited Miracle Legion and Lou Barlow of Sebado, Dinosaur Jr., and the Folk Implosion fame revive the sounds of late 20th century indie rock at Club B10 at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Mass. On Saturday at 8 p.m. Miracle Legion's sublime jangly guitar rock made them college radio stalwarts from the mid-1980s to the late 1990s. The band, led by Mark Mulcahy, is often mentioned alongside REM for helping to define the sound of college rock in those decades, and was dubbed the band Tom York of Radiohead loved by The Guardian. Also at Mass Mocha, dancer-choreographer Akwi Akpakwasili will perform her new work Until Move, a response to Nick Cave's monumental exhibition Until, taking place within Cave's exhibition in Building 5 at Mass Mocha tonight at 8 p.m. Akpakwasili, also an actor and writer, has been praised for her kinesthetically powerful and ruthlessly clean and clever work. The innovative International Contemporary Ensemble, or ICE, performs works by five living composers in Brooks Rogers Recital Hall at Williams College in Williamstown tonight at 8 p.m. The program offers a platform for exploring instrumental identities and asks a question. Can a composer discover sounds that truly divorce the sound source from its customary associations? In other words, when does a violin not sound like a violin? The concert is free and open to the public. When it comes to jazz, all I need to hear are two words, Charlie Tokars, and I'm there. Rob Fish's Intentional Jazz Ensemble will return to Spencertown Academy Arts Center in Spencertown, New York, with a celebration of music from Miles Davis's classic Kind of Blue on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. The group constitutes an all-star team of regional jazz talent, including leader trumpeter Rob Fish, pianist John Esposito, bassist Rich Syracuse, drummer Jeff McRae, and saxophone wizard and multi-instrumental visionary Charlie Tokars. Award-winning Texas singer-songwriter James McMurtry returns to Club Helsinki Hudson on Saturday at 9 p.m. McMurtry writes literate, politically charged songs with country, folk, Americana, and Texas influences. Son of famed novelist Larry McMurtry, James has a strong cult following devoted to his smart lyrics, laconic vocals, and deft guitar playing. Last year, McMurtry released Complicated Game, his first album in 6 years, which Texas Music Magazine called a collection of narratives as sharply observed as any from McMurtry, but with a contemplative depth that comes with maturity. Veteran Pioneer Valley pop rock singer-songwriter Ray Mason, no chopped liver himself, I like to think of Ray as a one-man version of NRBQ, warms up the crowd for McMurtry. Novelist Paul Lafarge and author Melissa Phoebos will read from their works at Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson on Saturday at 7 p.m. as part of Volume, the free monthly reading and music series that takes place every second Saturday of the month. The readings will be followed by a book signing and a set by DJ Blake. And finally, the Hudson Valley Philharmonic will perform works by John Luther Adams, the Brahms Violin Concerto, and a multimedia piece by Tan Dunn in a program called 21st Century Giants at the Bardavon in Poughkeepsie on Saturday at 8 p.m. The Tan Dunn piece will include audience participation via cell phone app. The concert will be led by longtime Hudson Valley Philharmonic music director Randall Craig Fleischer. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.